Kirsten Gillibrand blames gender bias for low polling ahead of 2020. By Kyle Morris on May 13, 2019. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, claims she is being underestimated in the race for the 2020 Democratic nomination for president and blamed gender bias for the many problems she faces, such as low polling. In the CNN profile, which highlights how she is campaigning by living her best life, Gillibrand let out a hearty yeah when asked whether she believed people were underestimating her efforts in the race. "I think it's just gender bias. I think people are generally biased against women. I think also biased against young women," Gillibrand said. "There's just bias and it's real and it exists, but you have to overcome it." Gillibrand also stated that voters will give a woman a shot and insisted that that opportunity is needed. "Voters will give a woman a shot. They just have to get to know her," the low-polling presidential hopeful stated. "They might make a judgment without knowing her, but once they meet her and know who she is and why she's running, it will give her that opportunity." Gillibrand, who is currently polling at less than 1% in a field of more than two dozen Democrats, also said she knows she will beat Trump in 2020 because he does not take her seriously. "My opponent never took me seriously," 52-year-old Gillibrand said. "Which is why I know I am going to beat Trump. Because he is not going to take me seriously." Gillibrand added, "If I'm going to be the candidate of the women's vote, which I fully intend to be, those voters might not come home until October or November or December." The profile also revealed Gillibrand's frustration with the DNC's 65,000 donor threshold, which she has yet to reach. "That's an odd measurable," Gillibrand said of the threshold, which is required to make it into the first and second debates. "Like, why do you make that your measurable as opposed to have you won elections before and have you ever run statewide before and how many votes have you gotten before and have you passed legislation and are you effective in your job? I think it's random and inaccurate, but it's their choice. They're the DNC, so I'll follow the rules that are given and I'll have to play by the rules," Gillibrand added. "I don't think it's a measure of success. I don't think it's a measure of electability. I don't think it's a measure of quality of candidate. I think it's just a measurable about how many online folks like you, which is not determinative of any of the things that matter about whether I'd beat Trump. At all. Not at all." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.